Well, how's it feel, mate? Back to reality, back to training?
Yeah, it comes around quick, but no, I was really looking forward to getting back. Obviously, missing the back half of last year with an injury, I was very excited to get back, and all the boys are looking in good nick, which is exciting.
So what's the plan for the next couple of weeks?
So this week's more about testing, see how the boys did their programs over the break, but look, we got a lot of new fellas around, and obviously the draft's coming up, so you're creating the chemistry of them, and yeah, a few new coaches as well, so meet them and yeah, see what makes them tick.
Obvious question, Patrick, how is the leg?
That's good. I've been back running for about 8 weeks now, so had about 10 weeks off after I did it, healed properly, so I'm really excited for a full pre-season.
So will you do everything in pre-season? Are you straight back into it?
Yeah, I'll do everything from now. So the best thing, I suppose, it's never good to have an injury, but 7 weeks out, we couldn't make finals, and did a smart plan with the physios, and basically 2 weeks after the season finished, I was back running. So I'll do a full pre-season, which I'm really excited about.
I know the first couple of pre-seasons you shocked us and you told us that you keep growing. Have you officially stopped growing?
I think I've stopped now, about 195. So every time I run into someone on the street, they say, geez, you're tall and how tall are you? But I think I've stopped at 195, thankfully.
You've broken your leg twice now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Is it the same spot or...?
Yeah, I actually thought I was made of chalk by the end of the year. I had a few broken bones, but I broke my other leg. So I've broken my right leg and my left leg now, so it's... Same bone, but different spot. And look, they're both unlucky incidents. And yeah, Jaden Hunt's definitely got a powerful leg on him, that's for sure.
Are you hoping for a change of luck?
I am. Look, like I said, I haven't done a full pre-season yet, so I'm really excited to put my body through a tough pre-season. And I know my best footy's ahead of me, so I'm really excited about that.
Does it affect your confidence at all in terms of running again, and does it play on your mind at all, and will it, do you think, when you play your first pre-season game?
No, the best thing about broken bones, once they heal, they're actually stronger than they were before. So look, I've done all the rehab to get my muscle back on my leg, so I'm not nervous at all back playing.
Do you feel much more pressure to lead this year with the departure of Bryce Gibbs?
I wouldn't say pressure. Leading something I really like doing, and with a young group it's really exciting to try and help them along the way. And look, I'm still pretty young, but I like to think I'm a wise head. So look, obviously Gibber going is disappointing in a sense, but it's going to give some of these young guys opportunity to play more midfield time, and I reckon a few of them, like a Sammy Seaton and blokes like that, are really going to benefit from it.
And what about the guys you've got in there, Matt Kennedy, Darcy Lang? You know, they may have not got regular spots in their respective teams, but they look pretty handy players.
Yeah, both. I've met them a few weeks ago, both Ripper Fowlers. And look, I know for me personally, in 2015, when a few of the guys got injured and I played more midfield time, really kick-started my career. And look at Geelong and GWS, both really quality sides. And I see them as midfielders, but it was hard to get into those sides. So I think the opportunity they have this year, I think we'll see their best footy.
Can we talk about your height? Are we going to see Matt Kennedy, Charlie Curnow, Patrick Cripps all in one midfield?
Oh, I think we're all too slow to be in one midfield, but I think we'll definitely swing through. And I think that's the beauty of our side. We're becoming real flexible, and a lot of guys can play multiple positions. So that's going to be a real one-wood for us, I think.
What are the expectations this year, Pat? Do you start to think about trying to get some more wins on the board now after a couple of years of development?
Oh, everyone wants to win more, but in terms of win losses, we haven't really talked about that. And look, we are really young, but we're not going to use that as an excuse. We're going to use the pre-season to build chemistry, try and upskill these young guys, get them fitter, stronger. And you just never know with the comp. You look at Richmond; they had a really young list, so it's really exciting to see where we're going.
Patrick, what is this, your fourth, fifth pre-season?
Fifth one now, yeah.
Do you have an idea of how many players are still here from when you first started? Because it's been quite a turnaround.
Yeah, I was chatting to my housemate Kieran Merton the other night. I think about 60 players have come and gone since I've been. So every pre-season, it feels like first day of school again. But I think it'll be about 10 to 12. So there's not many. But I think the exciting thing now is we've got a real good core of young guys, and we can see they're going to grow together. And I can't see the list changing too much in the next couple of years, which is good.
Just on Bryce's departure, was it a bit disappointing for you personally? There was always a lot of talk of, right, when you get Cripps, Murphy and Gibbs in the same midfield, it's going to be great. You hardly got to do it because of injuries, and now he's gone. So it leaves that bit of a void there and a bit of a sort of what if, what might have been?
Yeah, look, in a sense it's frustrating, but it's the trade was the best thing for the club, and I trust Soss and Bolts are doing the best thing for the club. So disappointed, but like I said before, there's opportunity for a lot of young mids that probably haven't proven their hand yet, but are very talented, and I think once they get more midfield opportunity, they'll stand up and play good footy.
Did the trade suggest, though, that you are probably still a few years off?
Internally, we know the direction we're heading. And from the outside, I might say it's a step backwards, but that's what pre-season's for. We've got guys like Sammo Seaton, Zachy Fisher, Matt Kenny, Darcy Lang. We're going to put a big pre-season for them, and I think strength in numbers, I think we would definitely be able to fill the void of Gibber.
Just one more on him. Have you marked in your calendar already when you're playing, and has there been any talk about that, what sort of reception you might get?
I had a beer with him the other day, actually, and I said... I said, we're still good mates, mate, but once the step of that white line, I might have to give you one under the ears, so we'll see how we go.
How good can Charlie Kuno
go? I think he's going to be a super talent. You saw the back half of the year, once he realised he was good enough to play AFL, which is, I think, the big challenge of the young guys. And look, he could be really special, but the main thing for him is he's got to stay level-headed, keep working hard and work on his craft, and let's go from there.
Just a general one. You've obviously had the respect of the go-home factor always kind of hanging over your head, given you're from West Australia. Do you think it's getting too easy for players to use that card and move on?
Oh, look, everyone's different. Like it's, I know personally, it's definitely tough moving away from home, and I don't hold anything against players moving away from home. But I think it's, I know at Carlton we have a really good culture here, and I've really enjoyed my time here. And I know since I've walked in the door, they've helped me settle in, and I really love Melbourne life now. So. I think it's up to every individual on their situation. So, that's all I can really say.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, guys.